Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline, and today we are going to be yapping about all kinds of things, but we were just having a little conversation off record, which we really do try not to do. So we quickly pressed record, and now we're just going to pick up where we left off. And what we were talking about was that I look like I'm in a lair. More specifically, I look like I'm in the A lair, A's lair. Phoebe,
you do.
What if I told you? I took a field trip without you, a pod field trip, and I expensed it to A's Lair. Here I am reporting live. So, Phoebe, 23rd year, some highlights. Let's go. Quick little highlight reel, please. There's got to be something. There's got to be something.
Our international success.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, that's a good one.
My job, literally the Canva that I just made. I keep looking at it
there
just
really
over and
is
over again.
No high, like creating a graphic that you're just like very proud of. And then like just looking at it and being like, God, who is going to pay me $1 million to do more of this? And it's like, I don't ever want to do it again is the other thing. I'm like, oh my God, that was awful. but it turned out so great. Yeah, Phoebe killed it. If you're not a Patreon member, we just released our top 10 pop culture moments of 2024. And I know usually we just do that out here for everybody, but we wanted to be a little more uncensored this year. I don't know. So we took it to the Patreon, but it's just behind the first tier paywall. So, you know, $3, go check it out. Go hear what we have to say. But we just did that. And where was I going with that?
Not a clue. Not a clue.
Oh, so Phoebe made this graphic of our top 10 moments from the year, and I told her she couldn't put number one on there because that was going to be a Patreon exclusive. Okay, so you can go be part of that exclusive club if you want to be anytime. Link in bio. But yeah, so she made this awesome graphic. So if you haven't seen it, make sure you're gone.
I do have some hidden Canva skills.
Yeah.
It's all that res life and student activities.
It's like, it's just crazy though, because, and look, I love Canva. I use Canva every single day, and I don't think it's like an idiot proof platform. I think that it is. There are like levels of using Canva, and it can be very hard to use. It can be very easy, but I'm not suggesting that like everybody can do Canva and it's super simple. But what I am saying is the way we have dumbed down what graphic designers must need, amateur internet graphic designers should have to do with Canva, because fully like my generation was making code for their MySpace layouts. Like I would spend hours, like mom and dad would go out at night on a weekend and I would sit on that fucking laptop and I would get ready to clear the history afterwards because I was not allowed to have a MySpace. And I would go look at all the different layout sites, and there were like always these girls who had the best MySpaces, and I'd look at them and be like, okay, how are they doing this? Okay, they're learning code. So am I. Okay, Carly Kloss, you weren't the only bitch to do it. Yeah.
I remember one specific night, mom and dad went out. I was in eighth grade. I was home alone. And I was like, all right, I'm fucking crafting my Tumblr tonight. And I ordered Delivery Sushi 3.
Oh,
like the works.
Oh my God.
Like I ordered like sushi, chicken katsu,
obviously, with chicken teriyaki sauce.
The salad with the ginger dressing.
Oh, so good.
And I made the, I like poor Elvis. Actually, I was made it allowed in there, but I like made the den so that I could be on the floor, and I like put the ottoman in the, I like made a fort basically.
Phoebe's like, Elvis may have been allowed in there when I wasn't master of the house. Okay. I got to choose who was in there. And in that moment, sorry, Elvis.
It was my lab.
No can do. Yeah. I'm at work.
I was busy. Oh, it was such a good night. And my Tumblr looked fire.
So poetic about that, you know, staying home with like a little project that's like half passion, half pain. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you love doing it, but it's low key like an annoying thing to do that maybe you've been.
Let me show you this.
Bit. Okay, show me what. Oh wow, she is on the move, you guys. Oh wow, oh my gosh, it's a Lego Christmas tree. Fee, it looks so good. You did such a good job. How long did it take you?
Like 4 hours.
That's a perfect example of what we're talking about.
Exactly, because that's what I was going to describe. I actually texted mom, because mom got me this. I texted mom the day after I finished it. I sent her a picture. I was like, I actually got sad this morning when I realized I'm not going to be able to have the exact same night that I had last night.
Oh.
Tonight. Because I made like Goodles and I watched a movie, or I watched Southern Charm, and I just did that all night. Oh,
so
it was so good.
Nice.
And
so
like
nice.
I forgot, like, oh my god, it was so nice to not be looking at like a little mini screen while I'm watching something on my big screen.
I know. It is true. That's like I need to get back into crocheting, actually. That was the big thing.
It was puzzles for me for a while, but I think I might invest in some more of these like little intricate Lego sets.
Yeah, I mean, they make such a Lego kid. They make so many. And, oh, we had the Harry Potter ones that were so cool. They were
those
like
were the best.
Chamber of Secrets. And it would take us so long. Oh, it was
Hogwarts
the best.
One.
I know. They were so good.
We had a lot of, I think there was a Hagrid's hut that you could open up.
I think so, too. I loved the ones that were, like, definitely in the Chamber of Secrets one. You could, like, open shit up. And they're, like, mm-hmm. You had to open the Chamber of Secrets. Hello. Yeah, I do. But the problem is now, so like, I actually have a gorgeous Lego set that
mom got me.
Yeah, because the flowers kind of look like my wedding bouquet, which reminds me, guys, I am about to talk about weddings. So if you don't want to hear about weddings, the timestamp will be starting in a second. But for those of you who do, it is coming. Fear not. Anyway, it looks a lot like my wedding flowers. And the thing is, with my nails, I don't know if I can like pick up the pieces super easily.
Well, that's one thing. But they made a new piece. Girl, they made a new piece. It's an orange piece. And you know how you used to put like two flat pieces together and then you wouldn't be able, or like on another thing.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to get the flat one off.
Oh, and they made something so that
they
you
made a piece so that you can attach it to the piece that's stuck.
Oh my
and
God.
Like you have leverage now to like snap it off.
So do you think I would be able, without sacrificing my glam diva nails, do you think I'd be able to do Legos if I got that piece?
Yeah, because you could also just like stick your thumb on the piece and pick
it
up.
That is the thing. I worry about my precision with like placing the small little ones.
I think you could manage.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably could.
Or do puzzles. I love a puzzle.
I do love puzzles. Here's my dilemma. And this is such a first world problem kind of thing, but like I do want to watch TV while I'm doing the puzzle, and I don't really have like a table situation where that works, and with the dogs I'm not going to do like a puzzle mat or anything like that, so I could be an iPad kid, but there's something a little bit depressing
about doing a puzzle
with
an iPad.
You know what I mean? So I don't know.
No, 1000%. I'm not really an advocate for that.
The first show that I did in college, I don't know if I've ever told this story. If I have, sorry. It was called As It Is in Heaven, and they like took it so seriously, which is great. But it was, you walk in and we were all like Shakers, and it was like this Puritan community. And so they didn't have phones, obviously. So we walked in and we all had to like turn in our phones for the entirety of rehearsal. Mm. And then they had someone come in and teach us all how to crochet. And that was what we were expected to do during breaks, or like when you weren't being used, you were crocheting. And then when we did the actual show, the whole time they had us sitting on these like wooden benches along the sides of the stage. So we never were off stage, and we had to be crocheting the entire time during the show. And I got so into it, and it was like so good for me to just like sit on the couch and do it. I wasn't like good at doing it. It was just kind of like one very thin, long scarf. But it was still so nice to just like know how to do it and have the act of doing mm-hmm. it. So I do need to.
What's well, just get like back I mean the screen like
probably yeah. The screen. I don't. It's just the screen.
It's like I love TV and I don't want to get rid of that technology. But if I could just get. It's like that Pat Regan tweet where he said, I wish my phone was never invented.
Yeah.
How can I uninvent my phone?
I love That's the way so Phoebe funny. Talks about a tweet from a comedian that we like as if it is a famous quote from Aristotle that is engraved on the side of an elementary school. Like that is the way
yep.
she refers mm-hmm. to these. And I love that because honestly,
well, that's how I feel.
We should all be referring to them like that. It's kind of the same. Okay, so I'm before I like get derailed because we know I will. There are two things we need to return to. The first is my A layer. I want to talk a little bit about it, and the next is the wedding tip. So first, guys, Phoebe's not exaggerating, and since this is not on video, I'm gonna paint a picture for you. On one wall of my dressing room that I've been like working on, I had a Tezza collage that I've had for a little bit.
Wait, what? I'm sorry.
What?
Lily is fucking funny.
What happened?
So I sent that picture from my work retreat in the group chat, and mom goes, cute, who's who? And Lily screenshotted it, circled my face like mom circles our TikTok followers and sends them to yeah. us. And she says, I think this is Phoebe.
That's funny. But hey, can you just be here? Can you just be here now?
Sorry.
You have trouble staying present. Okay, I'll say it. You have trouble staying present. You have trouble living in the moment. Okay,
keep going.
So if you guys know what those Tezza collages are, they are a great way if you are in college or you're like a renter, but you want to kind of get that maximalist look. You want a good little photo backdrop. You just want to bring some color into the space. Tezza makes these like pre-printed collages, these like really cool pictures. And you can just arrange them however you want. And I've literally had one in like every single one of my apartments because I will buy them like every time because they're just so good. I love them. So anyway, I already had one, but then I ordered another one for this wall. So now I have two walls of the Tezza collages. And then I've got my vanity over here with its gorge lights and my little green couch and light behind me. I did like, because I guess I think I'm like a 15-year-old girl or boy, but I put LED lights in my window. And then the other night, I realized you can see them really well from the street, of course, and everyone mm-hmm. knows where I live because I am a local celeb. So good news for me, opportunity for a show. So I was like, Anthony, get in here. He comes in my dressing room and takes the remote for the LED lights. And I'm like, okay, pink and green. And then I'm going to stand here in front of the window. And everyone who's driving by is, first of all, it's nighttime, so they can see right in this window, but also they're going to see the lights. And so I was like, let's do the, what is this feeling? And then you'll change it from green to pink and I'll change from Glinda to Alphaba and the cars will just get a little show. And then all these cars crash in front of my street. And I was like, oh no, this has gone horribly awry. It wasn't me. So just kidding. There were no car crashes, but the first part of that story is true. So
I did not think that story was true.
About the lights and me making Anthony change the colors? Anywho, so the room kind of looks like I'm in an A-layer because we have the glow of the LED lights coming from one side. And then Phoebe can see this full photo collage, but she can't like really see what the pictures are. And then I have this big black like whiteboard next to me. That's just
guys,
for
missed
plans.
Opportunity. Missed opportunity and original sin was just not having skin. And other than the fact that we get to call one of the characters skin,
yeah,
that's the
yeah.
only benefit of skin being the
exactly.
antagonist.
And the worst part is that like a lot of people watch that show and don't call him skin because they don't listen to us. So it's right. like, that's the only good part. And only like 3% of the world even knows about it.
Only the 30.
Only the 30
that listen to this podcast.
Exactly.
But they missed the opportunity of having it be like, frankly, I would have rather them just redone the whole thing and like have it yeah, be Mona yeah. again and Mona. But this time, since it's in like the 20, I almost said since this time it's in the 21st century.
This time we're not doing any of that 18th century bullshit like we were the first time around. Imagine Spencer Hastings in the 18th century. The way that she would have
she
to
would have
get
been locked
things
up.
Done, she would have
no, she would have been locked up.
She would have been tried as a witch, and that is a fact, okay? And that is a cold, hard fact.
And unfortunately, so I mean, funny. I know you guys might think it's Abigail, but Abigail's the one who says, I saw
Low-key,
Goody Proctor
Abigail,
kissing the
sorry,
devil.
Everyone. Abigail's Aria. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, but Abigail's Oreo. Well,
no, but it is true. And she's,
no, because she why would, does Abigail do it?
Someone would say that. Someone say for attention. Someone would say that, and she would be irate oh my God. With anger.
If anyone in real life, and by real life I mean Aria Montgomery's the fictional show. Real life, if someone in her real life were to say to her, "Oh my God, you remind me so much of Abigail from the play The Crucible,"
she'd like short circuit.
She would short circuit. But if you really think about it, I mean, Abigail's like, "John Proctor, you and I are having an affair, and it's so hot." And then he's like, "Okay, girl, enough." And she's like, "Wait a minute, I'll tell you when it's enough." And she's like, "I'm actually going to make your life hell now because you were supposed to pick me. And I told all the girls already that you picked me. So you can't change your mind now." I mean, I'm sorry, that's Aria. I know it's really Allison, but like if I had to choose, it's also Aria.
No, I think there's a world in which it's both of them.
I agree.
And both of them hate that they are the same.
They yes, are. Yes, they really are. Anywho, okay,
but
weddings.
But where was like, I was only going down that angle of original sin and having like Mona be A again because she in 2021, 2022, whenever it was filmed, would have LED lights in the A layer.
Yes. Oh, 100%. 100%. In fact, we probably should, when you're home, do a photo shoot in here like it's an A-layer. That would actually be so fun. Phoebe literally, guys, would rather die than be photographed with me. And the thing is,
that's crazy.
We are
it's
sisters,
just
yes.
Be photographed.
Sisters, yes. It's just friends, two good friends, two best friends, yes. Okay. I guess who knows about that one. And then, but we are also business partners, okay, as we learned today. And that's my least favorite way to think of her, but that is, you know, where we are in our lives here. And she does not want to be photographed with me for $1 million. I mean, $1 million.
$1 million.
Okay. Well, I would think about it. At least think about it for $1 million. I'm like, Fee, we need pictures. She's like, okay, for sure. And then like, she comes home. She's like, I didn't bring any clothes for that. I'm like, and I'm like, let me dress you. And she's like, no.
Now we're getting into territory where the conversation hasn't actually happened. That's never happened.
Well, I paused because I could have gone on. I literally could have gone on, Phoebe. I could have with this imaginary thought in my head. Okay, but can I talk about weddings now?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Phoebe hates that people are asking. And I love that it pisses her off so much. What? Okay, guys.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know if you have any like specific wedding things, but I just thought I'd like pick out a few little things that I could talk about. So the first thing I want to say is it's really helpful if you just like have a really good friend who's getting married at the same venue as you a month before so that you can go experience a wedding at your venue a month before your own. That is a luxury I had, okay? Everyone doesn't have that. It was also very nice to commiserate with her because there were a lot of things with this venue that, like, it was a beautiful venue. We loved it. But they weren't totally upfront about things. So here's my first real piece of advice is you need to be asking the questions and then you need to be asking them again. Whether or not you are paying for your wedding, you're paying for it with the help of family members, or if your family is paying for it, whatever the circumstances may be, people are going to have opinions and you're going to feel like you need to hear them and all those things. Yes, don't get annoyed with them when they say, have you asked this question? And you're like, I already asked that question 500 times. I know it seems annoying, but ask it again because there were some things that like, we didn't even think we needed to ask. And then we find out we've already signed a contract and like it wasn't super specific. And I'll give an example. So like our venue, they were like, you can't bring in anything from the outside. So you have to rent every single thing from us. And so also when
which
you
which is a crazy rule.
It's crazy. And I was
the
like,
the rule
wait.
Should be if it has to be like that, where like they want to make sure that their vendors are being used.
Yeah.
The rule should be if we have right. the thing that you need, you have to use it through us. But if there's something else that you need,
yeah,
then you can, we right. can either try to see if we can source it or if we can't, then you can bring it in.
Right. And like the way that, so we go to tour this venue and when we go tour it, what was kind of great about this place is it has like a garden area and then it has sort of like a rustic like dance floor area. And then it also has this really cool tent. And so you kind of got like a little bit of everything and all of the.
It really was perfect.
It was amazing.
In that sense.
Yeah. And like it flows really nicely. There's no like shuttling people to different venues. So, like that is one thing I think keeps the party going if there's not a lot of travel like in between.
And it like flowed through.
Yeah.
Back into the dance floor.
Yeah.
And also you had a nice space down. So I know that the boys felt kind of stuffy, but they didn't need space.
Yeah.
But I know that was their one thing, but you,
like the bridal suite, like getting ready. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like you had space down there.
It's just actually interesting because there are a lot of things I haven't talked about because I didn't want to like blast anyone with the wedding, and I'm still not blasting anyone, but I feel like
it's been 2 years.
We're so far away from the wedding now that I feel like I can talk a little bit more candidly. So that's nice. Okay. So this venue is so great, but we go tour it. It's like amazing, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, yeah. And then you do all your rentals through us and it makes it super easy. You don't have to worry about anything. And in that conversation, we didn't know to ask and they didn't specify like what rentals really meant. So we didn't realize that meant the actual tent that was at the venue that we assumed was part of the venue, we had to rent for an additional like, I don't know, $2,000 or something. And so it's like,
would you have been able to use that space at all without the tent?
No, I mean, I know you wanted you the do tent. It. They make you rent the tent.
Oh,
so it's like, okay, then don't tell me the venue is X amount of dollars if you're going to then make me rent a
tent. If it's
tent,
required.
Because then it's actually, you know, so that was kind of a way they were a little bit tricky. And so I would really ask, like, what does this include? And
I'm sure that's so common.
It's so common. I think that like they don't specify those kind of things because I'm not really jaded at all about the wedding industry, but a lot of people are because they feel like they are just constantly being like kind of duped out of extra money, which I think can be true and cannot be true. Like it depends on also you are kind of like sometimes paying for what you're getting. And so that's something to keep in mind.
I feel like with the tent thing, it's like, the only thing that you should have to pay for with that is the labor.
Yes.
Because they already own it. They're not buying the tent.
But then that also should be baked into like the venue cost. You know, like this is the venue cost and whatever. So I'm sure there are ways that like I could have gone through this whole thing with a fine tooth comb, whatever. The point is I'm giving advice to people who have never planned a wedding before. And I had never planned a wedding before. And nobody like on our team thought to ask that question. So that's the first thing. The next thing I will say is you really should be as organized as you can for your bridal party if you are having a bridal party. And what that means is like you don't need to go as hard as I did. I did like a massive like itinerary kind of thing, which like I had fun doing. Everyone doesn't need to do that. But no one had any questions for me the day of the wedding. And that was the point. Like I was like, if you have a question, it's in the wedding Bible. You all have it on your phones. There are printed copies around. Like, you know who.
And we also basically made one for the guests.
Yes.
Too.
So like everyone just always knew exactly what was happening. And we also handled like a lot of the transportation. So that's the other thing. If you are going to be married somewhere where you have to get transportation, like from the ceremony to the reception or from the hotels to the ceremony or whatever, think about those kind of things, like whatever, and you end up doing. There's so many ways to do it, but that's a cost a lot of people don't account for when they're thinking about the wedding. And it is actually like a pretty significant cost. So if you're not thinking about it that way, you might miss it. And then it ends up with like either your guests feel inconvenienced or you just feel like you're spending more money than you want to fix a problem you didn't realize you were going to have. So think about all of those things. I entered an Instagram giveaway for a wedding planner, like a day of coordinator, and ended up winning it, which was freaking crazy. So she, for like the whole month of the wedding, we were on the phone. She was helping me like get in touch with all of my vendors. She also reviewed all of our contracts. She was like the point person for everything. And it was really, really, really helpful. So a lot of times your venue will come with a day of coordinator. You should definitely ask that question. And if they don't have one, either figure out what the day of coordinator jobs are and assign them to people who you can trust on that day, or, you know, you should try to hire somebody. Because the other thing is, like, you don't want to be probably setting up, cleaning up those, or if you don't want to be setting up, cleaning up those kind of things, you need to make sure somebody else is, because someone's going to have to do it. And like my mom and like, I think you and like
what's, no, mom didn't make me stay.
Oh, that was nice. But mom had to stay and clean up, which she did not think she was going to have to do. In fact, she was told explicitly she wouldn't have to do that. And then she did. So it's also like, you need to make sure the end of night.
And it's like different venue rules. Because I remember at Kate's wedding, they talked about how like they could, at some venues you can leave the stuff and come back and get it.
Yeah. And some you can't. So just all those little logistics are super important, but they're not fun. They're not exciting. So people don't think about them like as much. But the wedding itinerary, at least like ask your maid of honor to make one for you, whatever, just so everyone knows where they are supposed to be and when. If you are doing like glam for your bridesmaids and you're having them pay tip, make sure you say like, and this is how much you should bring for tip for cash or whatever, like things like that. If you are expecting anything of your guests, you need to let them know that. So if you're doing any kind of thing that involves like you're going to need to have cash, you should let your guests know that somehow, and you should let your bridal party know that, and like just making sure that everybody is over prepared. I'm trying to think. I did have one crazy thing happen at my wedding that I haven't talked about, but I will talk about it now. Oh, so my whole thing with the wedding was like disco balls, and I collected, I don't even like hundreds of disco balls. And the deal was my florist, who was amazing, was going to create a disco ball installation that hung in this tent with clouds of baby's breath that had been painted different colors. I mean, how beautiful does that sound? Oh my God. So it's like 2 weeks before the wedding, and mom and I are sitting, they were like looking at all the plans, and she's like, I just don't think that it's show-stopping enough. She's like, I just think there really needs to be a wow factor. I'm not blaming this on mom at all. What happened? But this is the conversation that happened. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, I think it needs to be 40 feet. At the time, I think it was like 20 feet.
Guys, in case you needed a glimpse into the golf cart parade morning, that's it. Mom's saying, or like the night before. Mom's saying,
need to double this in size.
I don't think it's show-stopping enough. It's literally, you want to hear something so crazy?
Yeah.
I forgot that I told someone that I work with about the golf cart parade. And so we're all like at our retreat, and they're like, so how was your Thanksgiving? How was the golf cart parade? And I like was like,
oh my God. Oh my God.
I was like, wait, like, how do you know about that? Now I have to tell them I was painted green.
No. Yeah. They're like, okay, well, thank God you told us. Cause we were all talking about how there's like kind of, you were looking a little sick, but now we know.
Let me get this out of the way. No, I am not seasick. No, I did not eat grass as a kid. And yes,
I've always been green.
In the defensiveness. Yes, I did see Wicked for the fifth time this weekend.
He has now usurped me and wicked showings. Although I am like trying to go tonight. Anyway, so mom's like 40 feet. And I'm like, okay, we'll talk to the florist tomorrow. So like we get on a call with the florist, with our wedding planner / like day of coordinator, and me. And I'm like, okay, so are we all on the same page? Like, here are the sizes of the disco balls and everything I'm bringing. Do we know how we're doing this? Are we all good with the plan for the gigantic disco ball baby's breath installation? Everyone's like, yes, going through everything sounding good. It's the day before my wedding, and I get a call from the florist, and she's like, hey, so do I need to bring the ladder, or like, will there be a ladder there? And I was like, I have no fucking idea. So I like call my wedding planner. She's like, oh, I don't know. You need to ask the venue. I was like, okay, I feel like that. Okay, whatever. So basically we find out that she was not allowed to use the ladder at the venue, so she had to bring her own. So,
hey, which by the way, is crazy.
It's crazy. It was like an insurance thing. Like, but still.
I get it.
So I go up we're at the venue. Everything seems to be going great. And I like walk up for the first look, and I see that the florist is there, and she's like hanging, like it's starting to kind of be up there. I am like, okay, we have like an hour and a half, but it's starting to be in the air. Like it's exciting. And I was like, I'm not going to be a bitch. I was like so aware that there could be a narrative that I was a bridezilla that I tried so hard not to be. Like I really tried to be like and honestly, this is a great example of like how much I was not a bridezilla. So I was like, oh my God, it looks great. Like I was definitely nervous, but I was just like, I'm going to trust that, like, the people who are here to do their jobs are just doing their job. So I go to the first look. I come back. Oh, my God. This, like, makes me, like, oh, talking about this. I come back and I walk into the
tent. By the way, behind the scenes, everybody else is like, how are we going to make it so that Caroline does not walk in that room?
Like,
we were all talking about
and
mean, it.
And then I just walk right in. I walk right into the room. I walk into the tent and there's less hanging from the ceiling than there was when I went for the first look an hour ago, when, like, things were starting to be hung up. And I see that there's, like, this gigantic cloud of baby's breath, but it's, like, on the sweetheart table. And the florist is just standing there, like, looking at me. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And she, like, can't even, like, say anything else. And I'm like, what? She'd had a lot of opportunities to tell us that she wouldn't be able to do it, you know? And I feel like instead of, because there's no way, the thought never crossed her mind that she, like, wouldn't be able to pull this off, or that she was, like, at least worried. And she never said anything. She was like, oh my God, yeah, yeah. She was so down for it. Like, I don't know if she was down for it because it was more money, or if she just, like, genuinely thought it was going to be fine, but I feel like she didn't communicate when she realized it wasn't going to be fine. And I feel like maybe I was nervous and didn't want to ask, but I don't know. So she's just like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like, what? Like, I'm still just like, oh my God, why are you apologizing? Like, she still hasn't told me. And she's like, I'm sorry. So she still tells me nothing. And I'm just like, okay. And I, like, walk in the other room and mom's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, what? Like, what? And she's like, the disco, it's not happening. Like, the installation, it broke. She hung it up and it broke. Imagine if it had broken during the wedding.
While dinner was happening.
While dad's speech was happening. Oh my God. Or worse, yours. You would have said, cannot work under these conditions. I'm starting
I'm
over.
Say, Caroline, you planned
Clean
this.
Clean it up.
Caroline,
Caroline, I know you planned this. I know you went.
Caroline, I know you set a timer.
I knew you ruined this. Anyway, so.
On my day.
Oh my God. I was. On my day. I was like, and by the way, wedding starts in a half hour. I am in full glam, like, my whole shit. And I'm like, this is, like, the worst thing that, like, I was so, and I walk in the room and everyone's like, are you? And I'm like,
nobody, like, guys, you could have cut the tension in that room with a knife.
I didn't even know how to, like, talk.
Wait, this was,
because I didn't want to cry. I was like, if I say one word, I will start crying.
We were all like losing it. Kelly looks at me. She's like, can you play music? This speaker dies.
Okay, next tip. Don't fucking forget to bring a charger for the speaker, okay? And don't let your maid of honor forget it either.
So we're all trying to find a cup big enough to put the phone
in. A cup.
And it's still silent. Caroline is overheating.
I am sitting down on the couch. Kelly is holding the end of my dress and fanning me with it, running it so that, like, we can get a little wind in the downstairs area. Meanwhile, I'm watching people walking into the venue and, like, they're still setting up because the fucking disco ball installation fell. And, like, so, like, things were messed up and then they needed to, like, move all of the flowers that were supposed to be on the air to other places on the table. Mom goes up there. She's like, it's not enough. It doesn't look like it's enough. Because, not in, like, that bitchy way, but she was just like, oh my God, because we were like, the wow factor is in the air. When you don't have that, mom's like, now there's really no wow factor. And it was actually so sweet. It's a lot of theater people. And Gabe and Clyde, like, hear what's going on. And they're like, what? Like, no. And Gabe's like, I took tech theater. And I had to take theater in college. And Clyde's like, me too. We got this. There's fishing line out there. Okay, we got this. And Gabe and Clyde go out there and they were going to, like, try to, like, get those disco balls in the air. And they come back in to the room, like, 30 seconds later. And Gabe's like, yeah, the captain shut that shit down quick. that'd be our father. But dad said to them, Caroline, what did he say? Caroline is my mirror ball. And, like, you all need to go in there and, like, you need to make her feel like she's the mirror ball, whatever. Like,
guys, dad so is a poet at times.
He is so eloquent. His wedding speech was amazing. It was amazing.
But all this to say, I know that you're like, people were showing up and they were still setting up the wedding. It's like, nobody cared. It was the wedding of the century.
No one had any idea is the other thing. And like, also, I'm like,
craziest thing that ever happened. And you guys should do this at your wedding, maybe. When my parents walked down the aisle, there was an eruption of applause.
Yes. And then everyone who walked down, they like were clapping for, like, it was a, someone described it, the ceremony as like a performance, and it truly was. The other thing I'll say about it matters who officiates your wedding. And obviously, like, if you're getting married in a church setting, you know, you want to have familiarity with whoever is marrying you, because it's just going to make the ceremony so much more enjoyable for everybody. And like, our ceremony was so awesome. I was like, it needs to be fun from start to finish. And it just, what I like made sure that that was really clear to, like, our aunt officiated the wedding, and she just was so great. It was so awesome. The speeches were great. Like, what I really realized and like feedback after the wedding was that, yes, the wedding was like amazing and so fun and so beautiful, but what made it so special really was the people who were there. And so, like, there are going to be a lot of moments when you're planning your wedding and you're like, I should invite this person, or like, I really want to invite this person, but I feel like I should invite this person instead. Invite the people. Like, yes, you're going to have to invite people, like, who you have to invite, whatever. But really do invite the people that are going to, like, celebrate you for real and, like, make you feel good and, like, want to see you have a great day. Because
invite
it really
the people
matters.
That if the DJ suddenly can't play music, will grab a microphone, even though there was a there and I
there was
had
a bone strict
to pick with you.
There was a strict no there performing
was a strict
rule
no
at the wedding.
Rule.
Yeah, guys, there was a
which
there was a
might
breach,
not be
a
common a
contract.
Problem.
There was a breach of contract. That might, yeah, it.
There might not be a lot of wedding invitations around going around the country that say no performances, but Caroline's was.
There was one at mine. I was like, no performances at all. And then my wedding DJ also was awesome, and I did give him like a full playlist and was like, just play this. And I did give him a list of say no if someone asks you. And someone went up and requested the All Too Well 10-minute version, and he came and asked me if it was okay. And I was like, thank you for asking. Yes. And we did it. And like, that was like an epic moment that I got to have at my wedding. And it's like, at the end of the day, it's your wedding, but everyone was on the dance floor. And I think one of the easiest ways to get people on the dance floor for me, well, my name is Caroline, so I was like the first song after, like, everyone's already standing up. Okay. And everyone's around. The first song needs to be Sweet Caroline, so that everybody feels like they have to stay on the dance floor. Let's guilt them into staying on the dance floor.
I am going to play Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers. Get everybody to stay on the dance floor.
I love that, Fee. That is really going to do it. But yeah, if you don't have a crowd pleaser that's like about your name like that, just like think of some
write
other
one.
Song that like, write one. Okay, write one. Lin-Manuel Miranda says write one. Write your own, bitch. But so the music did go out at one point, and then like I'm across the room and I hear the unmistakable sound of Addie Screech
you
Brown.
You probably thought for a second that it was like planned. The
I
way
did.
That it like was.
I did, Phoebe. I was mad. I literally, I'm like across the room and I hear some.
The unmistakable sound.
Our lives. And I'm like, this can't be fucking happening. And I run over them like, I said no performances. And then Jeremy's like, I'm sorry, I'm working on it. And I was like, working on what? Getting her to stop fucking singing? Just kidding. So then Addie's
like, I called the police.
I called the police, are on their way. So Addie's singing Lean On Me. And then what do you know? Everybody at the wedding joins in and we all start singing the entirety of Lean On Me, going to just call on me, brother.
Which, by the way, probably wasn't on Caroline's playlist.
We don't need somebody.
And now it's like truly the soundtrack of her wedding.
Yes, and there were harmonies. Also, if you can have a Taylor Swift album get released the day before your wedding, that's advised.
That
like,
helps.
It's always helpful.
Even though we probably didn't even play a song from Midnight.
So. Guys, the music matters. We did a lot of music that I knew would keep people on the dance floor, and like I chose songs for specific people and stuff. But I also was like, I really don't give a shit if your crew is fun enough to watch, people will be out there. Sorry, they will be. So anyway, at the end
which
of Lean On
why,
Me, the music came back on
Caroline's,
and everything was perfect.
Caroline's,
and we ended the night with Green Light, which is the perfect song
perfect.
To end a wedding on.
And we played Vroom Vroom.
Yes.
Caroline's friend group in its entirety. Listen, y'all, I know some of you listen. I don't have to be invited to your weddings, but you have to be at mine.
Oh,
you
and they will
be. I'll pay you.
They will be there. They are really some of the most like fun, special people. And it just, It was so fun. We did the like audio guest book. So people went and left messages, and like Anthony and I had the best time ever listening to the messages. But there was a bit going through the entire thing that Kelly pooped her pants. Was that what it is? That she like pooped her pants on the dance floor. And so like every third voicemail on this thing is like, okay, it smells really, was it a Peter? It smells really bad out there. Like it's
smells. But what's crazy is someone started it before it was in a bit that everybody was sold on. Like they went over there and we were like, they thought it would be funny to say that Kelly smelled bad. Yeah. And then they sent shockwaves through the party. Like if you guys get on that mic,
you better mention something about it.
You better be talking about how Kelly smells.
It was so funny. And then there was also like Peter writes in, he's like, I know what your grandma's doing, Anthony. She's wearing her revenge dress. I need to go walk it out. Like just like little like 10 second little messages all night. You can hear people getting drunker and drunker. Like there's some heartfelt ones. That was a really great thing. The company is called After the Tone, and it was this cute little pink vintage phone, and it was really cute. But yeah, you need to have good music. You need to have a good like starting and ending song. You should have people plan for what you're doing after. Because a lot of weddings have to end kind of early and people are still trying to party, but you don't want to be like, okay, so what should we do after the wedding? Like there's nothing worse. So we knew it was like, okay, everyone's going to the bar across the street, the saloon at the end of the wedding. Like everyone knew that was the plan. And so like everyone went and it was great. Like we didn't have to worry about
it was crazy
at all. It was really fun. I went in slippers. It was awesome.
Shoulder to shoulder in there.
It really was so fun. I mean, it was such a fun wedding. And like, I'm describing this and literally when you would have asked me like, okay, what's one thing that could like ruin the day? I probably would have said like this installation not working. Like that's probably what I would have said. And it didn't work. And it felt like the worst case scenario, obviously, other than like Anthony not being there, but it did not ruin the wedding. Like the wedding was so great. Everything else was such a hit and like went so well, but that one was rough. That was a rough one. So anyway, just really make sure to ask all the questions. Again, that's like the main takeaway. I know we've talked about weddings for so long. It's just fun to reminisce. So I'm going to cut it here. But if I didn't answer something or like you have more questions, just let me know because there's so much truly. But yeah, if you lead with love and kindness and joy, your wedding will be amazing. And that's just that. And that's just that on period. And also your wedding dress journey is yours. And if you're like, I need to go try on dresses by myself without anybody else first, you go do that. You do whatever you need to do. It can be very like overwhelming and personal. I know I really struggled because I was like, I'm supposed to be the most beautiful I've ever been in my entire life. But like, I don't feel like that. And it was tough. So if you're feeling like that, first of all, if you're happy and in love, that is beautiful. You're going to look beautiful. But also like, you know, protect yourself, protect your space. All right, Phoebe, now you talk.
Well, we could talk about a little bit of Bravo, maybe.
Oh, yeah. What should we start with? Maybe
Let's
Sandoval.
Let's just quickly go over the Tom stuff, because it's really actually not too much.
No.
I mean, it felt like it was going to be a lot, and now it's like,
I was hopeful. I was quite hopeful.
So, Victoria Lee Robinson, Tom's current
Sandoval.
Girlfriend, who I think is my age. She posted on her story. She's private. I think she was private before is what we decided. Sorry, I'm finding it. She posted on her story. Wow, you guys were right. Tiger never changes its stripes. It's not the saying. He loves the best friends. Apparently, I feel like a fool, completely heartbroken. And then she put,
can
Tom
I say
did it live where he didn't explain anything. What?
I just think her font choice was like, it was Century Gothic. Crazy choice for a I'm heartbroken post. I don't know why that feels crazy to me.
I don't know. It looks like it's like her default.
I know,
it was on
but,
the other one too.
But that's crazy. I don't know why. I just feel like it's crazy. Like that kind of post deserves a serif font or classic, I think.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind for mine.
Yeah, if you would just thank you.
Tom did an Instagram live at 6 a.m. this morning, smoking a cigarette and drinking a Coors Light, opening a Coors Light.
What was the time zone? 6 a.m. his time?
I think so. The caption on Bravo Babe on Twitter is "Cigs and beer at 6 a.m.
Oh my god. He literally starts at being like, I like never smoke cigs anymore. It's like, yeah, I think you look like you do, dude. You look like you do. You look not great.
He doesn't look great. And he's like, yeah, let me tell you what's going on. So basically we were, and then it cuts, and then he ends the live.
He goes, Victoria made a mistake last night. And then like, that's all he says.
Then she put on her story later today. I would like to sincerely apologize for my previous post. I had a true misjudgment in a situation. Tom did not do anything. For my own personal trauma and experiences, hearing false accusations about him all the time clouded my judgment and got the best of me. Please respect him and know he's actually been the most supportive partner. The internet can be harsh sometimes, and I'm learning how to block out the noise.
Hey, Victoria. Girl, if just it leave him. Walks like a duck and talks like a duck, like... You look so, at that point, when you're like, okay, now I have to make another story, that's where it's like, you know what? No, I don't. I'm just going to like block his number and never talk to him again. That's what you should do there.
I would love that.
Just double down, girl. Just double down.
Oh, it's terrible.
It really is. I'm dying to know, though, like what happened here.
What? Yeah. I want to know what the misjudgment was.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
maybe we'll hear about it on the pod.
I'm like, I don't know. I just...
Maybe Billy Lee will be able to figure it out, and we can be sure Billy Lee will tell us what
happened. There will be much speculation. I am sure of that. Speaking of Bravo, do you want to move on from this?
Next, James
Kennedy. Oh,
yeah. As much as I hate to say Raquel, I guess Raquel. Here's how I'll start. Actually, here's what I love to say. Kristen Doty was right.
Yeah.
And we should have listened to her. Yes. And I think a lot of people did listen to her, but nobody takes her seriously. But, and we just kind of like forgot about it. And I hope that, I mean, obviously I hope neither of them were abused. It seems like that might've been the case, but.
I mean, and here's the thing, like Phoebe and I included, because I don't even know like how much I really ever like looked into what Kristen Doty had said.
Well, I think it just looked, from what we saw on the show, it just looked like, I mean, we knew it was a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And we had seen footage of Kristen.
Yeah.
Hitting James.
Him, yeah. So it's, yeah. And I mean, honestly, that entire group, so volatile. It's just like, just another Tuesday for them when it, like, something, they'd get physical, hit each other. Phoebe, is there anything worse than the week before your period? The sleeplessness, breakouts, the cravings, and the blah, blah, blah. PMS is the worst. Luckily, now it's easier to manage with Estro Control.
Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, and the way it eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, which is where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. When that estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, blemishes, cravings. You know the drill.
Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month. PMS isn't robbing me of a week of my life every month anymore. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PrettyLittlePodcast at checkout.
Again, that's happymammoth.com, and use the code PrettyLittlePodcast for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, that was a big part of the equation for them earlier. And I think we all were really hopeful that this positive change in James was real and lasting.
I think we were also hopeful that the physicality in the friend group was reserved for, like, the guys.
Yeah.
Like, the guys with each other, and that it wasn't bleeding right into the relationships.
Especially,
and that seems,
like,
to not be the case. And Allie just, like...
It breaks my heart. Well, I just saw.
It really does. Because she's still, they're standing by each other. She's standing by him.
I just saw she's moving out temporarily. He was helping her move her stuff out. There are photos of them. So here is what happened, you guys. Basically, they go to Kathy Hilton's Christmas party. And they go home. And a neighbor calls the police because there is a man yelling at a woman in the house. And the police report was put out there. And we can see that, like, Allie told the police that he picks her up and threw her on the ground. And this is released after she said she's standing by him. He didn't do anything. It was a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. He gets out on $20,000 bail.
Because at first what we were hearing was just that they were yelling.
Yeah.
And that was the domestic. I mean, we figured there was more because there was an arrest made.
Right. But well, we weren't even totally sure it was Allie. You know, we were just like, it could have been like an after party situation. Like,
and then the part about it being his girlfriend saying what happened, yeah, that was released a little bit later.
And so I wonder if that being released to the public, Allie's family, there's no way to kind of avoid that now. And so she's going back to live with her parents, at least temporarily. And so there was a picture, like a pop picture of them both carrying her stuff out of his house. I don't know. I hope she's not standing by him. I really, really hope she's not, because I really think she's got a bright future. I love her. I really understand, mm-hmm, like, that she probably feels extremely dependent on him, which,
yeah,
is one of those things, like, mom always was like, don't move in with anyone before you're, like, engaged or whatever. Not that that even always matters, but it's like, it just is so sad because also with this sort of lifestyle and they lead, like, she's just in her this position career, now where, like, yeah.
I'm glad she got to be on the show more last season because, yeah, she got to kind of introduce herself to us a little bit more. So now maybe she could do it more.
If she can walk out of this and leave him and, like, you know, make this, she doesn't have to make it part of her platform. She could if she wanted to, but I also think, you know, she leaves him, the show's over, it's the perfect time to leave him. And she could probably have a good little TV circuit on, like, Traitors and stuff. Like, I feel like if she leaves him,
I wonder
she
if
she could do something like that.
And they might not, but I wonder if they'd bring her back and into I wonder if she could be looped into the new Vanderpump cast.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like it's so much baggage because, honestly, her storyline, if they start filming soon, her storyline would have to be her leaving James. That's, and I just don't think
that's true.
But I think, I don't know if music is where her career is headed, but
well, I think it's cool that she could do, like, what the celebrity medium does. I know,
oh, totally,
being a medium is different,
totally,
but, like, the fact that she was invited to Kathy Hilton's Christmas party. They weren't invited for James. They were invited so she could do readings
that
at the party.
I love that.
So I think that that could be a really, like, doing celebrity readings. Yeah. Like, that could be a show.
She,
like,
could make
to
a podcast doing
it. Be like, I'm going
to
go over to Kim's house, yeah, Kim Kardashian's house, and I'm going to do a reading for her and her sisters. Like, that
would
be
fierce.
A show.
Like, she's got a lot of legs to stand on. I feel like, you know, honestly, I don't give a shit if she was with James for love or for the sad. I don't care. But I feel like she made the most of that time. Now you get out of there, girl. Like, I really, in order for us to all, you know, get on board a lot, we need you to, you know, help yourself out here and whatever. But yeah, so that's really a shame. It seems like the Vanderpump men are falling apart, which we've been saying for 15 years. And other Bravo news, Southern Charm. I wanted to talk a little bit about what a piece of shit Whitney is. For those of you who aren't watching Southern Charm, there is, like, the matriarch of the show, basically, is Patricia.
She's like the Lisa Vanderpump.
Yes, she is.
Southern
exactly.
Charm.
She is old money, super rich, like, has, like, old Southern tea parties, whatever. And her son, Whitney, is a producer of the show. He's also on the show. This man thinks he looks like fucking a rock star. Like, he's got his, like, transition shades and
he's unreal.
His thick rims and his, like, leopard print button down. Like, he looks so stupid.
This is my speculation. I'm watching season two now. I'm just going to rewatch the show. And he hates women so much, and he hates them in a way that I think that he's gay and he's been in, like,
I do too.
Like, right now, I think he's in love with Thomas Ravenel.
And that's
and
why
then
he's so
I think,
deplorable to Catherine. Not that Catherine's,
yes,
like, a good person, but, you know.
But, I mean, she doesn't necessarily deserve the vitriol that he brings towards her.
Yeah.
And,
well, and also,
and then last season with the, when they were in the Bahamas or wherever they were on that trip, that big dinner,
yeah,
when JT finally, like, stands up and, like, is and Austin's being such an asshole. I think Whitney's in love with Austin.
Yeah.
Because he, like, and the way that he talks to Madison and the way he talks to JT is, like, and the way he talks about Taylor,
yeah,
like, all of it is very much, like, why are you so defensive of Austin and you hate these women for like no reason? And you're 60. You're older than Shep.
Yeah. I mean, it is like the age thing. It's like, I know Charleston is land of the Peter Pans, but Whitney, my God, like we must move on.
He should have been able to find someone. I mean, to marry him that, for well, that money.
You know what it is, though, is here we've got Molly. We're introducing a new character who is this gorgeous, gorgeous girl. She's a model and
she looks a bit like Anna Delvey.
Oh, my God. You're right. She does. She really does.
The eyes. And she also looks like Landon a little bit, who I can't
see. Yeah, she does. She does. But eyes. I definitely see the Anna Delvey. So this girl's a model and she, I mean, I never would have known, but she's told us in this first episode that she's recently gained like 45 pounds and she has a thyroid problem. And again, this
she
girl
looks great to me.
Great. Like I never would have known. And but for some reason, her weight is going to be like, it seems, the joke of the season, which I'm not totally behind. And I can't wait for Paige DeSorbo to get her ass into Charleston and catch wind of this, because I have a feeling she's going to, if she has her way, it will
end. I need a Paige and Whitney showdown.
Paige, please, God, come on. Tell me I don't have to wait another week without seeing your ass in Charleston.
And
like,
I don't, and you know, this is one thing that we've had a qualm with Paige about before, is her willingness to stick up for her friends sometimes, to men especially, like Hannah and
her unwillingness, right? Luke.
Yes, Kyle. Hannah and Luke, and then Sierra and Austin. And like, but the thing, I don't understand why she doesn't. You know what I mean?
It doesn't. It goes against like everything about her.
Exactly.
Especially her like I hate men giggly squad thing. But
like, I wish she would just like fucking scream at Austin.
Yes, me too. Me too. And I think, I'm sure she has. I think she has. But I would like to see it. Personally, I would
exactly.
like to see it.
And I'd like to see it on a reunion stage.
Exactly. I thought you were going to say, and I'd like to see it regularly. And I was like, me too.
Well, that too.
But so they go to this lunch. Okay. And Molly, this girl, this gorgeous model, who's, by the way, like not even like a plus size model. She's just like normal. She's just not like New York Fashion Week skinny, I guess. Anyway, so she shows up at this luncheon and she's made it very clear she's interested in Whitney for whatever fucking reason. Has to be the money. And she goes in like, okay, I'm going to be like,
Whitney
really nice
should
to
be
mom,
on his hands like, and knees,
like worshiping this girl. She sits next to him at the lunch. Whitney looks over at her as she is eating a cupcake and says, that's about the last thing you need right now. What? Then he made another comment that I can't remember right now. Can you?
I can't either. And then
it was worse.
Even Pat was like, Whitney.
She was like, and that's why you'll never have a woman. Like you will never be with anybody.
Because sometimes Pat does worry me. Like, she's a little bit of a pick-me. Like, when she has
all boys lunch
and everything. But, like, that's why she always does surprise me when, ultimately, she, like, she can see through Whitney.
Because I think Madison has her ear more than anybody else truly does. So.
And I love that relationship. I also love, like, the party they had for Whitney's open, the season finale of last season, when Paige is there and it's like raining and they were all in those like 60s British outfits. I seeing Madison, and I think Paige ended up coming up for a bit, like sitting in Pat's dressing room, and like I'm obsessed with that dynamic.
Yes.
And I think Pat might be able to reach part of Paige's brain and be like, this is Charleston.
Yes.
And like, don't you want this a little
saying.
Bit?
Like, Paige, come on. But wait, oh my God, how amazing would a podcast be between Madison and Paige? I mean, that would be like Paige.
And
I'm
I want
saying,
it uncensored.
Uncensored. And then we get Madison's accent and we get Paige's little like New York Italian accent. And it just, I mean, first of all, it sounds amazing. I would love that. I would love that. I would love that. The two East Coast non-housewife queens, you know? Anywho, I think Whitney's a piece of shit. I was really, really disgusted by him on the episode, but I am loving Southern Charm, and I'm loving Craig on Watch What Happens. How funny that in our Patreon episode for the top 10 moments, I went like on a big tinfoil hat moment. I was like really big into the conspiracies, and Phoebe like mentioned Craig, and then I go watch What Happens, and it's like they have a whole segment where they make Craig wear a tinfoil hat, and they go through all these conspiracies, and he was making me laugh so hard when they're like, okay, Craig, do you question whether or not aliens created the pyramids? And he's like, what? No, I know they did that. No, I know the aliens made the pyramids. And then they're like, okay, do you question the existence of aliens? He's like, No, I know they're real. Didn't Congress just told us they're real? They're at the bottom of the ocean.
I love when Craig says, when like you'll hear a producer say, so tell us about the conspiracy theories. He'll go, okay. And by the way, I think conspiracy is a little bit derogatory. Just because I'm questioning what everybody
He's
else
like,
believes.
It's called being curious. Ever heard of it? It's called curiosity.
And then Caroline posted like such regular person content. Like really just like being chill and normal.
First of all,
not expecting Craig
also,
to
how
see
dare
it.
You? How dare you? Phoebe just said I posted regular person content, which I usually knows I would never do intentionally.
No, which you said today in our meeting. That's what you like about us. We're regular.
Yeah, well, I don't think I use the word regular, but okay. Anyway, Craig reposted to a story. I was like, how could you do this? But it was so funny. The best was when Andy shows a picture of the dodo bird and Craig goes, I mean, yeah, I've seen that before. Like, he's just so funny. He's cracking me up on the show. On Watch What Happens. I love it. Is there anything else Bravo we need to talk about right now? Because I do want to get into this Billboard list a little bit. Because it's not Billboard. I'm sorry. It's Vanity Fair. And it's
Vanity
behind
Fair.
A paywall, but I paid for it. So I would like to share it.
You paid for it. I got to read it.
I've reached my maximum thing, but some of them were so funny, so I just want to like point them out. So
I know I made notes.
Vanity Fair made a list of like the top performances of 2024, and I love the way that they have decided what is a performance,
what a performance is
in this year. So why don't you share one of
also,
your?
Also, can
you
I
want,
just
we
say
can, like, go back and forth?
Can I just say I believe that after I saw Smile 2, I said Naomi Scott Oscar campaign.
You
incoming.
Actually did. You actually did.
And I stand by it. I know she was snubbed from the Golden Globes, but that doesn't mean the Oscar isn't coming. I thought she was
just
phenomenal
because
in Smile
you were not
too.
Nominated for a Golden Globe does not mean you are not going to be nominated for an Oscar. Okay?
Yes. And you heard it here first.
Stranger things have happened.
Naomi Scott's on this list for Smile 2. And did you end up seeing Smile 2?
I can't remember.
You would remember.
Oh, you know what? No, I haven't. I didn't see
you
it.
Saw Smile 1.
Yes, yes, yes.
Smile 2 stuck with me.
I know.
And her performance
I need
was
to watch it.
I was like, and hey, like, I've been a Naomi Scott. She's awesome. Since Lemonade Mouth, I've been a fan. Like, I've been an ancillary fan. I never know if I'm actually using that word right.
Every time you say
right.
ancillary, I'm like, she's about to say Angela Elgort. I've been an Ansel Elgort fan. Like, I always think that's what you're
no.
about to say.
I've been an
like,
ancillary fan. Maybe. But I was really impressed by her in this. And
love
so
that.
Was Vanity Fair. Or is this Variety?
Vanity Fair. I believe.
Yeah. So that's the one that I was like the first one on the list, which I'm like, the first one people are going to see.
Yes.
No, the first one on the list was Cola Scola and
yes,
Oh Mary,
which is also a great one.
I just, yeah, I want to see it.
I know. Okay. The next one that I will choose is Phaedra Parks for The Traitors. And her performance on The Traitors this year was,
good.
How often do you get such a villain, you know, written into the script that she's going to be a villain, who is so beloved that her, like, untimely exit was seen with such reverence from people who were, like, being lied to by her, like, being backstabbed by her.
Exactly.
And we know these people take the game seriously. It's not a matter of, like, oh, well, it's a game because we saw at the very end with MJ. Well, that's not what it is.
It's not.
It's like they genuinely just could not find it in their hearts to be mad at this woman. And I, for one, think she should be invited back every year to Traitors.
Me too. I think she should. I agree. And I actually saw a video today. This pair of wonderful best friends was, but they brought my For You page. And it was them. And the caption was like, when your best friend's like a year older than you, or like when you and your best friend have like a 6 year age difference or something. And it's a clip from the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion where Nene and Phaedra are talking about how they didn't go to high school together. And Phaedra's like, well, you're right. We didn't go to high school together because you're a few years older than me. And Nina goes, okay, well, let's not go there. And Phaedra's like, okay, well, we'll. Like, they like keep. But the way that the people who were lip syncing it did it, it was so fun. I'll have to show
you. Wait, yeah, you do need to find that. Okay, who's your next one?
Sabrina Carpenter, Anywhere.
Anywhere, which is what we've all been saying. I mean, Anywhere. And by the way, this is performance of like we have the character first and then the location or where the medium. And that's why it's important to note that this was for Anywhere because she really was Anywhere. And everywhere this year.
She's so good. She's so charismatic. And yes. Like, but and I do want to say, because like, I know that people like our mom, not that mom said this to us, but I just know she's the kind of person who wouldn't take Sabrina's songwriting seriously. But I
has
do just
mom
want
heard
remember.
Any of Sabrina's music? His mom would not like it.
I do just need to say that. And I listened to the Rolling Stone did a podcast with Amy Allen, I think is her name, who Sabrina wrote some stuff for emails with, but then she's listed on every track on Short and Sweet. Mm. And the way she talked about Sabrina, I was like, the art of Sabrina's songwriting like clicked for me. And obviously I like felt it, but she is smart. Like you yes. can hear that she is incredibly smart, incredibly witty. And like the way that she understands language
yeah.
is so unique and special. And to just have like have absolutely zero fear with just believing in what you're good at and yes. doing it is like so clear with her. And I'm glad she finally embraced it. Cause like I on emails, some of the stuff that I didn't like about that record was she was writing with Julia Michaels a lot. And Julia Michaels is super talented.
Yeah.
But the verses on some of the stuff when she's like doing the speaking
yeah
doesn't quite work, but then the chorus is like, oh my god, this is like Tornado Warnings. I don't know if you've heard that song.
I don't think so.
But the chorus is like fire, like it's so good.
Sing it.
But the verses, that's okay, the verses are like, it's her talking. Same yeah. with Skinny Dipping. The chorus is great, but she's talking in the verse
and
we hate yapping. Let's just like
leave it to the professional yappers, please, my girl. Yeah, so that she is well deserving of her part there. I'm going to read verbatim what we have written for the next one, which I have as Chapel Roan, medium, yelling at photographers. And here's what they wrote. I'm just gonna read it. This was the year Chapel Roan introduced a new trick for the Diva's Guide to Divahood, yelling at photographers while being photographed on a red carpet. Sure, celebrities have yelled at the paparazzi before, but Roan's taking that diva behavior to revolutionary new places. Her posing on a red carpet, dressed in a gauzy Joan of Arc outfit, turning her back to the camera, and then swinging around to yell back at a nameless photographer, "You shut the fuck up! Not me, bitch!" It made international news. It made red carpets relevant again. Roan perfected her craft further at the premiere of the Olivia Rodrigo concert film, confronting a photographer who allegedly was rude to Roan at a Grammy party. Of course, diva behavior only works if an artist has the talent to back it up, and Roan most definitely does. She ended her incredible breakout year with a performance on SNL that cemented her status as that girl, particularly with her rendition of Pink Pony Club. The way her gaze found the camera throughout the song was skillful yet effortless. What will Roan think of next? I think that is one of the best paragraphs online right now.
Ever written? Online right now.
That's why the written word is truly an art, you guys.
Well, I do just want to... So James Corden is doing a Christmas special of Carpool Karaoke with Zane Lowe. Zane Lowe's doing it. I don't think James Corden is doing it, but it is Carpool Karaoke. So Zane Lowe is in the car and it's Chapel, Lady Gaga, and I can't remember the last one. Sorry, girl, whoever you are, I'm sure you're great. But imagine.
He's like, oh my God, I would never. Tay Taylor? I would literally never. Imagine. That would be so funny if I forgot her. Because it could never happen.
But apparently Chapel Roan's parents are in the car with her. And this is a quote. Her dad said, about the song Pink Pony Club. Like, as he's tearing up listening to Pink Pony Club, singing it with Chapel. And he says, what she stands for is a lot of hope, but what she has taught me as a father is respect for other people and all people. And that's what I want people to understand. Everything that is about her is about loving everybody. She taught me that.
Oh my God.
And it's this picture of him in the back of the car.
Oh my God. Oh, that gives me chills. Oh.
And tears rolling down his cheek. Wait, in this
that's
picture.
So sweet. Oh my God. Oh. Wow. Wow. That really
so
does
we do
give me
just
chills.
Like, I know that we, and that paragraph is incredible, absolutely incredibly written. But I do think that a lot of, and we've talked about our qualms with Chapel before.
Yeah.
But I don't want that to be lost on us.
No, and at the end of the, I mean,
I know it's not lost on you, but
no,
I just,
but that's a great quote. That, thank you for sharing that. And just in case, like, you know, our stance isn't clear to all of you too, like, it's a place of love that it really does come from. Like, if we didn't like her, we really wouldn't talk about it. So, you know,
y'all
like,
know I've been on the Chapel
train. Yes, yes.
And I'll never let you or Caroline forget it.
And she literally never will. When I said, turn this shit off, I didn't mean it was not good. I just meant it wasn't the vibe, which I will stand by for that moment, but that's okay. There were a couple more I wanted to pull out from this. Do you have another one?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mariam Cosby.
Yes.
Made the list.
Oh, my God.
Because she really came back. And I just want to say, I know she was terrible and rose-colored glasses look back on the past fondly. But I do think she's always been funny. I know she's terrible. But she just needed to hone her craft.
Can we also stop acting like we're hiring the Real Housewives to be good people on our screens? Like, that doesn't make good TV. She was hired
I want Jen Shah back.
Yeah, Jen Shah's incarcerated.
I don't care that she's
Jen Shah on paper, bad person, okay? But great TV. Bad people make great TV. That's why Cops is a TV show, okay? So let us live. How about that? How about that?
But Mary is just like, she's so not self-aware, which is what makes her a perfect housewife.
Yes.
Because she'll let you see everything. And like Michael Rapaport said on Vile Files, he was like, I'm done with a half-assed housewife.
Yes.
He was talking about Roni. He was like, you're putting shame on the name Dorinda and Bethany Frankel and Countess Luann, like these people who truly just let us see their lives.
Yes.
If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't. But like, you cannot half-ass this job, right? Because I think Michael Rapaport literally said it's disrespectful to us.
And that's like, if Paul Mescal had come into the content quote being like, the people who are making, and they like talked about something actually that wasn't really talent, they'd be like, that is like offensive to us. And like, that's how I feel too with like these Real Housewives. I'm like, we want them to be fucking messes. Otherwise it's offensive. It's offensive to say that that's Real Housewives content.
And so like, that's Mary just like rolling up to the bat mitzvah, not caring that she's an hour late for appearances.
That's why Brittany Bateman deserves to be asked back, because it's not about, do I like her and do I think she's cool and do I want to hang out with her? It's, is it the perfect storm? The answer is yes. Okay, the answer is yes with this cast. No notes
and
for the cast.
I saw the best take on the rental house situation that's going on. And because Meredith responded and she said, I've cleared this up before, but let me say it again.
Good, good.
I rent my house in Park City for 4 to 6 months of the year. And then I don't live there. I go to Europe. I go to here. I go to there so that I don't have to pay for the liability for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And someone replied to that and said, it's crazy to me how obvious it is that so many of these people just don't understand the level of wealth that these people have.
Yes, because that's the thing is like, renting is often like gonna cost you more money, you know? So
yeah,
like,
they're not,
especially if you're renting in Park City, Utah. And Mary's made it very clear, she doesn't live on the outskirts. She's in Park City. And she says, actually, in that tweet, Phoebe got it all right, except that she says she doesn't want to pay for the liability. She says nothing about paying for it. She says, I pay a surcharge so I don't have to deal with the upkeep.
Oh,
which
yeah,
I
yeah.
think the wording there is just like, it's like, yeah, it's not even about, she'll pay the extra stuff. She just doesn't want to deal with the headache of it, like of having to deal with like all that it entails. And that is,
and I think that's probably the case for Lisa
shit.
Too. Cause like, you look at Lisa's house, cause she had the hot mic moment with Jeff or whatever, where she said that she rented her house, and it's like, okay, but I'm looking at the house she's renting. That's more than I can afford.
Well, and also,
that's more than I can afford.
I was reading about that, and people were like, a lot of people do that, and they show a different house than the one that's actually theirs just for privacy. Like, it's actually very
common. Which makes total sense.
And they were like, it's not embarrassing that that's out there. Like, that's not, like, even, but people who don't know that or don't know stuff about mm-hmm. it will make it that way. But yeah.
They think it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Especially, maybe Lisa Barlow even thinks it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Remember her, what she said in the bathroom? She rents her house.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she doesn't even own her house.
Well, of course. Okay, I feel like we should wrap this up and get on to our...
Well, let's just say, real quick, some honorable mentions.
Well, I know. I was just saying we should go quick for the rest of it.
Zendaya.
The books.
Baby Reindeer.
That one I loved. The books
so
in Wicked.
So funny. Cynthia and Ari, not for Wicked, but for Wicked Press.
Press Tour. Tina Fey. For her Las Culturistas
for
episode.
Las Culturistas.
Can we get an honorable mention for Matt and Bowen, though? Hello, Vanity Fair. You know how much that would mean to them? Mostly Matt? Phoebe, did you see the video of Nicole Kidman being interviewed by Pop Crave on the red carpet? Ah! Only
yeah,
Nicole
and I saw
Kidman can get away with this. Let me just say.
I saw someone say, we need to stop legitimizing Pop Crave like this. Because everybody's acting like it's crazy that Academy Award winning actress and like someone who probably
an
doesn't have
AMC
Twitter on their
spokesperson?
Phone. Nicole Kidman doesn't know who Pop Crave is. Like, yeah, that's
but
how it should be.
Her reaction.
She shouldn't know who Pop Crave is.
Yeah, exactly. You guys, her reaction is unmatched. She literally, the person goes, hi, so-and-so from Pop Crave. And Nicole Kidman goes, who? And she goes, Pop Crave. And Nicole Kidman goes, oh. And then looks out of the corner of her eye and goes, ooh, and like shrugs. And she's like, I don't know. And then she bursts into this huge laughing fit before like going
and
into the question.
And then she like goes serious.
Yeah. And it's so, so funny.
I love Nicole Kidman. And here's what I'll say about Nicole Kidman this year. I love that she said, because people have been like, wow, Nicole Kidman's like doing, she's in everything. And I like what she said. She said, I know if my name is on something, money will be behind it. She was
Work
like, I know that if
bitch.
I read a script and I like it enough, then that means that that's a job for all of these other actors that need opportunities like I got when I was young.
I love that. Oh, I love her.
I think it's such a great sentiment. And you don't hear a lot of older actors talk about it like that.
Correct. Correct. I loved it. I think she's just got her finger on the pulse. She's great. I love her.
I love her.
What do you think of them announcing the title for Wicked Part 2? Wicked for Good. I love it.
I think it's a slay.
I think it's
I'm
like
I'm still probably
also
gonna call
saying,
it Wicked Part 2.
Me too. But it's I'm probably just gonna call it Wicked. But it's also so funny that it's just like I feel like putting For Good there puts a period and they're like, and no one else should try it. Thanks. You know what I mean? Like they're like,
yeah,
and like this is actually it. So that's okay. And I'm mm-hmm. like fine with that.
But I still want a director's cut. And I do
well,
think
yes.
my, here's another it's not even a note. Like I don't know if it would be better with this. It's something that maybe I've seen a couple of people say, and I kind of agree with, we don't get enough build up, I think, maybe for the friendships that we're led to believe have developed. And I know that's how it's even less in on the stage production. So mm-hmm. it's like we can deal with it. But the fact that we have it filmed and we have a little bit more like story behind their friendships.
Yeah.
Like even just like as a group, like however many of them there are, like I think that is one thing that would have been
right
nice.
Yeah, I agree with you on that for sure. For sure. Selena Gomez is engaged, you guys.
She is.
And Taylor Swift said, okay, fine, I'll be your flower girl. Thoughts on Taylor's comment?
Every day she's on social media and she decides to engage on social media, I'm reminded that she just turned 35.
Every day she finds new and inventive ways to embarrass us. Her commenting that though, I was like, okay, let me read into this. It's the perfect mix of I was your first FaceTime call. You know what I mean? Like letting everybody know she doesn't need to say like congrats, like she believe me, she already knew. But then also like
yeah.
You know what I mean? But then also like, and we're such good friends that like, I'll be whatever you need me to be, whatever. And Taylor Swift's like weird old, you know, humor. But I was like, there's so many levels here that she chose this so carefully and yet it still came off. So
Selena's comment is going to be, Selena's comment is going to be, okay,
we'll
fine. I'll be the matron of honor.
You're right. You're right. It is. You're right. It is. I thought you were going to say Selena's commenting back to Taylor. We'll see. Well, because we'll see.
You know, Selena lives in the comments.
You know, Selena's like, let's see the gift I get sent. Let's see. We'll see.
The flowers.
We'll see. I'm going to compare it to the gifts you sent your Blake. I'll compare it. What do we think of the ring? I think the ring's obviously gorge.
I think it's great.
What do we think of the Taco Bell in the pick? Is that Spawn Con? Like,
oh, I didn't notice.
It is placed. It is like, it's a Taco Bell picnic. Which I just also know is not how Selena Gomez thought she'd be engaged. Like,
but it's great, definitely but how Benny Blanco it knew is he would propose. 100%
how Benny Blanco thought. And I just want to say, has anyone checked on Tegan of Half Baked Harvest, who has like all these collabs with Benny Blanco? But everyone's like,
well, I noticed that.
Everyone's like, Benny can't stand her. Like, it's all like contractual. And in all these videos, Tegan will be like, so like, are you gonna invite me to like hang out with you and Selena? And like Benny just like doesn't acknowledge it and like moves on, and it's like awkward. And so I've been wondering how she's taking this. She'll either be thrilled or not. Who knows? But anyway, yeah, there's Taco Bell on the picnic thing, and people are trying to figure out if it was paid product placement, and they somehow got away with not disclosing that on the post, or it's just like a perfect product shot of Taco Bell next to her.
Part of me thinks it's the second.
I think probably, which is, yeah. I mean, look, I'm very happy for her. I hope she's happy. I have very mixed feelings on her fiance, as I think most of the world does, for many different reasons. And I want her to find her bliss. And if this is it, then this is it. And that's what we'll say about that. I want to, before we get into our rotations, can I just leave you with like one little crazy thing that happened to me today? This is actually breaking news for me, Caroline Connell.
Sure.
I was singing That's So True by songstress Gracie Abrams in the kitchen today. And I had the window open because it's actually like warm today, which is driving me freaking nuts.
And someone popped out from behind your bushes with a record contract.
And so now I am assigned recording artist who only does covers of Gracie Abrams songs. No, Phoebe, something much worse happened. The window's open and there's a screen, but I like look over and I hear something like hit the window. You're not going to believe this. And it's a blue jay. It's a blue jay. So then I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I see
the blue jay said, shut the fuck up.
Well, wait, listen. I saw so many cardinals. Like, I usually see so many cardinals. I was like, what the hell is a blue jay doing here? So then I'm like, whatever. I keep singing. I'm like, what the hell is a blue jay doing here? So then I just keep singing to myself. I'm like, and I'm not singing loud. And then I hear like this chirping, and I walked to the other side of the fridge. There's a
Caroline is fully Snow White.
No, I'm not kidding. I wrote in the note my Snow White moment. There's another bird, like a sparrow, perched on like the cord of the like string lights we have outside. So now there's the blue jay that's right on the grill and this one here. And I'm like, okay, let me see something. So I keep seeing it. And Phoebe, I'm not kidding. Like, birds just start flying. And then I was
which
like,
"Which is Caroline's worst nightmare?"
That's my worst nightmare. And I was like, "What is happening?" And I was like, "Is this? Is it just the ooze? Like, do they think it sounds like a bird, like singing? Like, maybe I don't know."
But so literally,
a bird like fly kills itself running into the. Phoebe, I was like, this. No one will believe this, but this is really happening to me of all people. I mean, I'm not like five.
You take
birds.
A video.
Well, no, I didn't. I actually was so caught up in the moment and the experiment.
Okay. And guys, we got to the truth.
If I keep singing,
this is
will
a
they
fake
keep
ass
coming?
Story.
Shut up. If I keep singing, will they keep coming? And the answer was yes. So that was crazy. I wish you could have been there. Next time it happens, because I'm sure there will be a next time, I'll film it. It just might not be till spring.
You actually have to.
But it was crazy. And I'm sure it has nothing to do with it, but it was a hilarious coincidence. Wish you all could have been there. Okay, rotations. Am I first or are you first?
I'm first.
Okay, great.
First is Craig Conover. I love the guy.
I know.
Even when he's at his worst.
Yeah.
In the whole law school storyline, I know that this is like sad, but he is making me laugh. And it is like Shep.
Shep's a bad friend. Shep's a bad friend.
Let's stay in your lane because literally, okay, Shep, I don't believe that your room isn't messy when Southern Charm isn't filming. Because
oh
he walks into Craig's room and he goes, that's when I knew he was basically at rock bottom. Well,
and let's
and I'm like, okay, just because you have a trust fund or whatever, Shep, doesn't mean that you getting wasted at 35 with all these 20-year-old girls and staying out till 4 a.m. on a Tuesday, that isn't better because you have money.
And let's also remember that, like, Shep, Shep rents his house out on Airbnb. So, like, I'm always like, he's not really living there. Like, so his house has to look perfect. He rents it. So, like,
well, I'm talking, this is like, wait, this is like season two. Is what I'm talking about currently right now. Cause, like, I love Shep, I love Craig now. And I'm reminded, sometimes I'm like, when I think about the older seasons and what I've seen of it, cause I still haven't like fully seen everything. Mm-hmm. I like think Craig, and I know he has his bad moments, but I do still love Craig. Like, yes. I just, and I love Craig and Cameron. Like, I love their friendship. Their friendship
is really sweet.
I really like Cameron a lot, but Craig, I just,
Craig is an example of like, we know his heart. Sounds crazy, but like, he's done so many things, but it's like through it all, I do believe, I believe Craig is actually a good person. And I've seen positive change and growth in Craig. Those are things I cannot say about Shep and about Austin. So, like, you know, and I don't attribute it all to Paige. I think that, like, sorry, I think Austin and Shep also are just deep comes down, with getting like, older. Bad people. So, like, you know, and it, like, Craig, like, I don't think he's a bad person. I just think he gets in some bad situations.
That Cameron, and Cameron's one thing to do it because she has her life together. But, like, Shep coming at Craig and being like, you spent all this money on law school. And he's not giving bad advice. But how do you expect Craig to listen to you?
Yeah.
If you're the same guy calling him at 9 p.m. like, let's go out.
Right, right, right.
It's like, you can't be judgmental of his lifestyle when it's the same as yours. Just because you think it should be different.
Yes.
So, Craig. Next is Timothy Chalamet.
Okay. I'm loving because of how goofy he's being.
He's how every celebrity should be. First of all, he's down to earth. Did you see the video of him today?
Phoebe knows him personally.
At a showing of A Complete Unknown, and the lookalike winner was there, and he recognized him.
Oh my God.
And like hugged him and like was super sweet and kind and like
so
gracious
funny.
With his time for this lookalike winner. And I love what he did with the Bob Dylan bit when
the
he wore
the
wig.
And the blonde hair. And the whole,
and he would not break character. He did not smile the entire night. Anytime he did smile, he turned around so that nobody saw him smile.
And I love all the people that are like, why is he doing this at first? And then they realize what was happening. And now they're like, oh my God, we love that he's doing this. So
and I also, I did think it was funny. Someone pointed out, they were like, imagine being one of the fans that doesn't recognize what he's doing when you meet him.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, Timothée Chalamet is like kind of a dick. Like, he didn't smile in our picture. He didn't really talk like XYZ. And you didn't realize that that's why it was happening. I also loved him on the Pat McAfee show where he proved that he is just an American straight white boy. Like, he is just, that is, we forget that because he's also one of the great actors of our time. But we do, no, but I think as a culture, we can forget it. And then he's sitting up there in his stupid little winter coat.
Yeah.
Correctly picking all of the college winners throughout the day. He picked more, I think, winners than the people that it's their job to pick the winners.
Good for him.
That's what I'm saying. Last is Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Work.
Mom got me a case of it to bring back to Charleston with me. And I drink so much Diet Coke that I forget that, like, that's a treat.
That's like an iconic taste. It tastes so good. I used to love the cherry vanilla Diet Dr. Pepper. I know it sounds like a lot.
At Moe's on the freestyle.
But the thing about, well, you know how I feel about the freestyle machines.
No, but when that was peak, when we used to go to the original Moe's before they decided to also look like the Czech Republic, like Chipotle.
Yeah.
When it was still like warm and everything, and Moe's was like one of the first places to get the freestyle machine, they had it down.
When it
was
a novelty,
fire.
Yeah. And now it's like, wait, this isn't as great as it's cracked up to be. Which, you know what? I think that happens a lot in society.
I do love that my AMC has them, only because that means that there's a caffeine-free Diet Coke option.
Yes.
So I can get a large Diet Coke for
at a late night movie.
But I exactly.
Yep.
One thing I will say about a Dr. Pepper. And versus a regular Dr. Pepper And it's not that I want this from Coke, but I do think it's impressive that they were able to create a Diet Dr. Pepper version that tastes like regular Dr. Pepper.
But again, and call me crazy, I still think the Diet tastes better.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't even know what regular Dr. Pepper tastes like at this point.
There's something, and this sounds crazy too, there's something too full-bodied about a full-fat Coke or Dr. Pepper. They're like, yeah, they're like thicker, like...
I also prefer the white with the maroon rather than the maroon with the white.
So, Scarlet, it was maroon. Okay, my turn. First thing on my nightmare rotation is overstimulation / like sensory overload. You guys, is there any, and this happens a lot in the winter, okay? Here's what it is. I'm at Target. I'm getting a few things. I'm wearing Uggs. I'm wearing a winter coat. I'm wearing a hat. I'm fucking freezing. It's freezing. I live in a hellscape. Icecape. Yes. So anyway, go in there. I'm walking around. I start sweating. I know I'm sweating. I'm like, okay, well, as soon as I get outside, I will feel okay again. I get outside. I have my bags. I get in the car. I put them all in. I get into the car. And now I'm like, oh, I like sat on my coat a little bit wrong. So now I like can't get it up. And then my arm gets snagged on like the straw of my Stanley that's in the cup holder.
I get it.
And I'm like, oh. And then I turn on the air and it's like so fucking freezing that I'm like uncomfortable, but it feels good because I'm sweating. And then I need it to be hot so that the car can actually like, so I can see out the window. But then I get way too hot. So I have to also unroll the window like and take the hat off. And now I have crazy sweaty hat hair. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
And now it's tangling.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. It's horrible.
No, I'm with you. I don't understand it right now quite to that degree. But at my retreat, I wore my new coat. And the way we were all sitting in this auditorium was like there weren't enough seats to take your coat off and put it on like the chair next to you or in front of you.
So you have to just wear it. And then you're like,
and I'm also wearing a sweater under it.
Oh, no.
And so like, but then it's like I'm also sitting so close to people and I don't really know them that I'm like, I'm not trying to like move and, you know, get the itch wherever it is. You know
what
I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's terrible.
Yeah. That's happened to me in a few shows and I just like literally get up and watch the rest of the show from like the aisle. Like, I'm like, I can't do it.
Caroline's like, it's fine. I'm their voice teacher.
I'm their voice teacher. I can do whatever I want.
I could walk on stage if I
wanted. If I wanted. They'd say, hi, Caroline. I'm glad to see you. So anyway, overstimulation. Add in like, oh my God, if somebody's eating something and it's crunchy. No. Like, then I'm like,
breathing.
Can you
whistle
run breathing. Me over with the car now? Like, that's the only thing that will cure this. Okay, that's number one. Number two, on my nightmare rotation, I didn't write this down, so I'm just like thinking on the spot, which is cool. It's cool that I can do that. Yes, it's very cool. Next up on my nightmare rotation is Tom Sandoval. Well, and you know what? Like, he should just have a permanent spot, and he probably will, but it deserves to be there today. Just the ick I got from the live, the way that he says Victoria really fucked up last night. So self-righteous. When I guarantee you, really not what happened. He probably thinks she fucked up because she wrote it on her story, and he's like, oh, you wronged the wrong guy. And it's like, no, she wronged the right guy, probably for once in her life. So that's the next thing.
Exactly.
And then number three on my nightmare blunt rotation is that thing where, no, you know what? I got it. I was watching, I'll talk about it more another time, but I was watching the Nicole in Paris encore, which is literally some of the best television I've ever seen. And Alan Cumming is narrating it, which I mean, it's like made specifically for us. And they don't mention it, Phoebe. There's like no mention of it being him. I heard the voice. I was like, is that? No way. Is that Alan Cumming? And I Googled it and yes, but they don't say it. It's just like a little Easter egg. If you recognize it, you do. It's great. Kelly thought it was the Love Island narrator. I'm like, well, they do kind of sound the same. But anyway, the men who on A Simple Life were so fucking mean to Nicole in Paris. Like, I understand these girls came into your town. They were there for a month. They didn't know how to work. You thought they were blah, blah, blah. The misogyny that was exhibited in that show is actually diabolical, and I think it should be required viewing because that's how people think it's okay to speak to women, and that's how they speak to women who are like so rich, so beautiful, so famous, you know, like imagine how they speak to women.
It's like Whitney.
Yes, like it was just they are so horrible, like they're like so nasty, and Nicole Richie just rips them to shreds. But Paris Hilton is very like subdued and like she's not gonna like stand up for herself that much. I love her. I didn't realize Nicole is really like more the mouthpiece like now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, those guys and guys that like treat women like that or anybody, but like it is so blatant and disgusting in A Simple Life. And so if you're not familiar, all of those guys from that show, they are on my nightmare rotation. We got a full house, babe.
That's that.
And that's the up. So guys, on Thursday, we will be recapping season 6, episode 5 of Pretty Little Liars, which is very, very exciting. And then on Friday, we'll have a little podcast moment. And guys, Friday, Phoebe is coming home. She's going to be in Pittsburgh for a while and we're going to get to hang out. And if you have anything you'd like to see from us all together, you should definitely let us know. And you also have to wish Phoebe a happy 24th birthday tomorrow if you're listening on the 17th. But if not, December 18th is her birthday. So you better wish her a happy birthday, our Sagittarius queen. We love you. Do something fun. Do a thumbs up, wear a hat, and drink a beer to celebrate her. I think that's what she would want. Ride a mechanical bull if you can. And if you can't, the other three things will suffice. And yeah, if you haven't listened yet to our top 10 pop culture moments, that is on the Patreon for $3 from last week. Definitely go check it out. We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
And splat.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.